Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Let's go!
All right, we're here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, feels like a Tuesday, but it ain't. It's Wednesday. Hey. All right, let's go around the room here. Losing hot chicken customers, just like his team will be losing games this football season. Here he is, Eddie, everybody.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Guys, for about 5 minutes, I was the smartest guy in America. It was crazy. Just the other day, me and my family went to Olive Garden, and those little video game things they put on the table, they have a trivia, and you can compete with people all over the country in every Olive Garden across America. And I was number one.
That's cool.
Dude, it was crazy.
That's
and they cool. said there were hundreds of people playing at that time.
I mean, to say you're the smartest man in America is a little bold.
But that's what I was.
What kind of questions? Like easy trivia?
Yeah, just normal. Not even easy, just normal.
All kinds of trivia.
That's fun, though.
How many questions in were you the smartest one?
Oh, I think after the second question, I was at number one and I stayed there.
Speed too.
Right.
Number
one. I was wondering.
Dude, I play this game all the time. I love it. I'm proud for you. They're trying to find a way to make fun of you. I'm just going. I'm proud of you.
So you finished number one.
I finished first.
After all of the questions were over?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's after the second question.
No, that's when
I hit first place.
Oh, okay.
He's fishing to find a way to get it.
When you see your name on there and it said like Nashville, Tennessee, I'm like, this is unbelievable.
And you got a scholarship?
I'm ranked.
What'd you get a scholarship to?
No scholarship. Oh, no. Not even a free meal.
Oh. You know how we make fun of Bobby for being on a Quiz Bowl, and now you're bragging about being a Quiz Bowl?
I felt that. I've never been prouder of you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
All right, next up, he just won a lot of money playing slot machines, and he's a big fan of moms that are teens. Here's Lunchbox.
That's actually pretty funny. Okay. Listen, guys, I'm lucky to be here today. I almost died on vacation. Part of my vacation, I spent up in the mountains of Colorado. We were in Estes Park, and we were at a YMCA camp, and they said, hey, you need to stay at least 75 feet away. If you see an elk, don't go anywhere near it. What's the afternoon? My kids are taking a nap, and I'm sitting on the porch of the little cabin, and I'm having a drink, and over my left shoulder, I hear, and I'm like, huh? And I look over my left shoulder, and there is an elk 7 feet from me. And my heart just starts, and I'm like, I have a moment where this elk is going to charge me, or I had to make the decision. Do I sprint for that door of the cabin and try to get inside?
7 feet, like from you to Amy.
Yes.
Wow. It was that close.
That close.
Did you think about just slowly walking to the door?
I didn't. I was like, or do I just freeze? And I had a drink in my hand, and I just sat there.
You threw in his face?
Nice. Come on.
No.
Distracted it?
And I just sat there, and the elk looked at me. I looked at him, and then he went on walking.
Just so people know how big a full-grown elk is, if an elk is on all fours and standing there, his nose goes to the top of a six-foot man's head.
Dang. Oh.
That's how big an elk is, an average.
Yeah, he had elk. The horns, and I was just like, huh, huh, huh. And I was like, this is so crazy.
You didn't get it for TikTok? Like, record it?
I didn't have my phone. Mm. Mm. I was just literally
You always have your phone.
Yeah.
No. No.
Sounds suspicious.
Interesting. No.
I think we just found a crack.
Wrong. No. Because my wife was down at the little center, like, doing something, and she comes back.
What was she doing?
She was trying to call somebody.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing pants and jacket.
Cool. So were there any witnesses?
No. Literally, you can see the elk track. Once they leave, you can see the tracks in the dirt.
Were there cameras on the cabin?
No. Yeah. There's no cameras.
Satellite?
Anything?
No, guys. I didn't even get cell reception up there.
Is this another shark attack story?
No. Guys, no. My wife.
I'm glad you're alive. Okay, we'll just leave it there.
Oh, my gosh.
Moving on. She's known for her glitches, and in the studio, she did get stitches. Here she is, Amy.
So I saw this post on Instagram, and it said deadly terms used by a woman. Well, they're not really deadly, but it's like if your woman is saying this to you, you need to understand it for what it really is.
Okay.
You want to see if you know?
Go.
Fine.
Not fine.
Definitely not fine.
Yeah, not fine.
This is the word women use to end an argument when she knows she's right, and you need to stop talking.
Yeah, not fine. Go ahead.
Nothing.
Something.
Yep.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, it means something, and you should be worried.
Yeah, next.
Go ahead.
Don't go.
Yes.
That's the opposite.
Do not confuse this with permission.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. Whatever.
Not whatever.
No.
It's important.
Pretty much her way of calling you an idiot.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's okay.
It's not okay. Everything's just the opposite.
She is thinking long and hard on how and when you will pay for your mistake. Mm-hmm. And then a bonus one they put up. Wow.
You're an idiot.
Wow. But yeah, this is not a compliment. She's amazed that one person could be so clueless.
Wow.
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 Fine.
Wow.
All right.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he recently went to Italy for the first time, and no lunchbox, you can't get there on a lime. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. So, when we packed for the trip, I bought for my phone a battery, Apple extra battery pack that you could just put on. Have you guys seen these?
No.
It's AirPods, amazing. AirTags, amazing. But now it's a little white battery made by Apple, and you just put it on the back of your phone, and when your battery's dead, it's just another battery pack. And it's good for like 50% of a full phone battery.
That's really
it's
cool.
Awesome.
Wow.
It was like $55. You get them from the Apple store. Didn't even know they existed. And so now I have two. So
this might be a dumb question, mm-hmm. but how does it stick to the back of your phone?
Magnet.
That wasn't a dumb question, by the way.
It's not a dumb question at all. So this my phone case has...
That's
a circle with a line on it, and it has a circle with a line on it. It goes boop right to it.
Wow.
Oh, that's what that is. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a gender thing.
That just said you're a man.
Bobby's like, no. Yeah.
I really did.
Okay. That is not what that is.
It does look similar.
But you can get a MagSafe battery pack. So good luck. Lifesavers.
You were probably stressing, huh? Getting on that flight, you're like, oh man, I'm not gonna have power.
It wasn't even that. It would be another country where there's plugs that had different holes.
Oh, I forget about that.
So do you stress about charging?
It's $99, not
the
$59.
Chargers?
What?
Do you stress, like, when your phone gets low?
I gotta make sure all my chargers are 100%.
Your charger gets low.
I took three chargers and made sure all my other chargers were plugged in at the same time.
So now you have 10 of those.
Yeah. This just sounds like a lot of stress.
I'm gonna be gentle with this story in case there are little ears that are listening. So know that it's okay to listen to this segment, okay? Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Talk about painfully awkward. I was at my parents' place, and my mom asked me to email a file that was on her laptop. I opened the wrong file. There she was, without apparel.
Oh, boy.
I realized then that they weren't for my dad, and that my mom had been sending them to another dude. I didn't tell my mom I saw them, and I never want to see them again or even acknowledge their existence. But now I'm torn if I say anything to my dad, because I can't even imagine how much it would stink if he ever found out. Sign, scarred for life.
Yeah.
All of that is awkward. And
a lot of layers here.
It is. It's like when we would look at the earth and it'd be like, this is the crust. This is the mantle. This is the core. That's this. Okay. I know what I think, but Amy.
Well, I know somebody this happened to exactly, but I'm not going to give details because it's their story, but.
I like butt though. I'm not going to, but.
Well, no, they decided to tell the dad.
Mm.
And that was the end of that.
So what I want to say then is, whatever you do from this situation is not wrong. because there is no right or there is no wrong, and it stinks that you're part of this. You unfortunately wandered into this doing something that you were asked to do. So whatever you decide, you're not wrong for doing it. That being said, what I think that I would probably do, because this is weighing on you, you're going to feel like your dad is just suffering and doesn't even know it. You're going to feel like he's being made a fool of. I would go to your mom and I would say, hey, I saw this.
And I can't unsee it.
And please, so. Do you have one of those Men in Black? Make me. And if you don't, I feel like I should say something to dad. And then you let her either tell him herself or explain to you exactly what's going on. Who knows? It may gross you out even more, but they may be in, you know, who knows what they're
doing.
Dad's
cool with that?
Who knows, maybe. Right? I'm just saying everybody's an adult. I would, before you run to your dad, I would just go to your mom and explain and let her tell him or tell you what's up, because you may learn something there that actually helps you with the situation. She may also just be being painted in an art class. You never know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like there's probably something not great happening here, but you never know.
Also, what is it? BetterHelp.com/bones.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need that.
They're going, well, yeah. And you need it. I think there's three of you that need it. I would approach it that way or not at all. Don't run to your dad and tell him straight up. You don't know enough about it. Either talk to your mom about it to say, hey, what is this? You need to tell dad. Or you don't say anything. And then if she goes, yeah, I'm cheating, but I don't want to tell your dad, then you can tell your dad. That's what I'd say to do.
Oh, man. This happened to my family, too.
What? What's happening right now?
Family member. Then they ended up telling the dad. That was the end of that.
What do you mean? He killed everybody?
No, they told the dad, like, hey, this is what mom's doing.
You said the end of that. The dad killed...
No, the end of the marriage was over.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, those happen every day.
I think I both just felt better saying that was the end of that.
That was the end of that.
Yeah. Okay, be mature about it. I'm sorry you had to see that. Thank you for emailing us. Let us know if we can help in any way. BetterHelp.com. All right, thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So Nintendo needs a new voice for Mario. From Mario Brothers.
Oh, man.
I know a lot of you guys are doing stuff, acting work, voice acting. You're trying all this new stuff. If you're new to this show, like none of us have ever done anything like this. And when I was able to put the show together, I put together a group of all my friends who had never worked in radio. So all of this performance stuff, you know, relatively speaking, is new. But does anyone want to try out for the Mario spot? Whoever the best on the show is, I will, like, give my endorsement for it.
I mean, I'll have to. I mean, I don't even, I got to be honest, I can't even think of what Mario sounds like.
Can you play a clip?
Yeah, here you go.
It's me, Mario.
Wow. I can do that.
So do you think that person, they died?
No, I think he retired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yippee!
So these are some clips here.
Yippee!
You know, what time is it?
Mario time.
Mario time.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Let's go.
So this is like Italian Mario. The problem is, I won't say problem. The issue is they're not going to want the exact same Mario. You're not trying to do the closest impression to that as possible.
Oh.
They're going to want their own Mario, which could even be a female Mario.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That's why I'm saying
okay.
It.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that changes everything.
Yeah.
So.
It's okay.
It's a Mario.
That's better.
That's pretty good.
Is Mario even super
Mario?
Well, he has
insultingly
to be.
Italian? He doesn't have to be.
He has to be Italian.
But he doesn't have to be that Italian.
Well, in your eyes.
Yes, but you're just copying his accent.
That was now Borat. He's Borat.
Sure.
Guys, Mario can be what he can switch it up on you.
Okay, so who wants to go first? With I'll ask a question, you have to answer it as Mario.
I like it. I'll go first.
I'll go.
Okay, Eddie, raise his hand.
Come
first.
On,
Eddie. I'm just gonna ask you a generic question, and you answer it as Mario, and you'll have like 20 seconds.
Check this out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mario. Hey, tell me about one of your favorite childhood memories.
Oh, me and Luigi, we break bricks and we go find coins and stuff and magic mushrooms. It's great.
Mario. Are you?
It's like a mix
I'll say you haven't done 20. Guys, you haven't done 20 seconds. You have like 7 seconds.
Hey, Mario could. Hey, I could have moved to Brooklyn. You don't know that. So what? My life started in Italy. I moved to Brooklyn. Now I'm in.
Are you Bruno San Martino?
Maybe. What? Yeah. You got a problem with it?
I don't.
That's what I thought.
I don't, Mr. Pesci. We have 20 seconds.
Yeah. So what?
Well,
bring it on.
Bring
Bowser. Bring the princess. I'll beat them all up.
Yeah, I heard Tony the Tiger.
Eddie's turning into Mafia Mario.
How cool is that?
Okay. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm ready. Can you hit me that clip again?
No more clips. Eddie didn't get a clip, and you're doing your own version of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
As a little sneak peek.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Okay. Mario, number two.
Oh, yes.
Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day is I wake up around 10 a.m., you know, and I get out of, and I have a big bowl of spaghetti waiting for me. The Mrs. Princess has made it with meatballs and marinara. And we share a noodle and we kiss in the middle. Then I go out for a nice leisurely run, get a couple miles in. You know us Italians, we love to run around the block. Then I come home, nap for 2.5 hours. Then get up and play some video games. Yes, it's Mario time. And we're going to go take down that jerk Bowser.
It's interesting because he would fade in and out of lunchbox.
Yeah, I thought it was Mario doing a bonehead.
Well, I thought because he was like, it's Mario. And then he would go talk as himself. And they'd say a word like spaghetti and they'd trigger him back into Mario.
Spaghetti.
Eddie's in the mafia. Lunchbox is half Mario, half himself. And Amy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Amy, so tell me something that happened over this past weekend.
Oh, so this last weekend, I decided to go hang out with my friend Luigi. And what we did was we got, we hopped around and we did some exercises so that we can be more agile when we're bouncing around in the game. And we put the coins there.
Sounds like if Mario was doing the 900 number. Yeah. And you wanted Mario girl to talk dirty to you.
Oh my goodness.
So what do you do bouncing up and...
And then he helped stretch me.
Mm-hmm. Stretch you?
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, she got dirtier. I don't think... I don't know if it's in the cards for you guys.
That was like Mrs. Doubtfire, Amy.
Ray, can you do one?
Ow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Ray... Tell me about what it was like growing up back in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, we're going to go down there and get us some donkey bites. Try and get those coins, eh? You get some coins? That's how you're going to win the game, eh? It's Mario, eh? Yeah, we're going to go down to the port, eh? Yeah, get us some fish, eh? What are those? I'll show you. They're pretty good eating, eh?
So is Mario now Canadian?
Yes, a northern version of Mario.
I like it. You took it. You did your own thing with it.
Well, what about Brooklyn Mario?
Yeah, what about my Mario?
I mean,
what about feminine Mario?
That was not feminine.
That was dirty Mario.
That was sexy Mario.
Yeah.
What? That was seduction Mario.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say I can't really vouch for any of them.
Well, what about you, dude? You want to try out?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't do accents. I feel like mine will be so over the top, I'll probably get canceled.
Oh.
And I'm just not good at it, so it's not my thing. But you guys work on it.
So out of us four, no one's going
to
move on?
If I had to pick one.
Come on.
Yeah, it has to be me.
Easy.
It wouldn't be Amy's. It wouldn't be Lunchbox's.
Brooklyn Mario.
It'd probably be Canadian Mario.
What? Yeah.
It's a me Mario, eh?
Yeah, Canadian Mario. I think something to do with there. So not your like Lunchbox had a squirrel for a while that he was doing.
Lunchbox is a squirrel.
He went and took classes. He paid money to do voice classes.
How much money?
Money.
Like character. Like learn how to be a cartoon character.
Like real money.
And the squirrel was.
I believe it was Squeaky the Squirrel and Pete the Rat. I can't remember exactly their name, but man.
How would Squeaky sound?
Squeaky would sound like this. Hey, I'm Squeaky the Squirrel, and we're going to go look for some nuts. Yes, it's going to be up high in the tree.
He also applied to be the Aflac Duck, which Gilbert Godfrey, I think.
Ended up getting. No, that's when he got canceled.
Oh, he did. But he got it. He got canceled, then a new one had to come in?
Yeah, they were because of his remarks, they were replacing him. And so I went to the auditions, and I said, Aflac. Aflac.
But it just sounds like you're saying it is you.
No, but I was a lot better then. I put in hours.
I'm not as good as I once.
But I was good as I once as ever. I still don't understand. That song makes no sense.
It means he can be as good as he once was one time, basically. Like meaning, Aflac. If you could run a 4.640 10 years ago, you can't do it all the time anymore because you're old, but for one time, you can get it up and do it.
I'm not as good as I once was, but now I'm better than I was.
No.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not as good as...
I hear that song and I get so confused.
Now I'm confused on the song, but...
I want to see if I can recall it. I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good as I'll ever be.
But I'm as good one time as I'll ever be. Something like that.
Never mind.
Aflac. But I didn't get Aflac. They hired some guy. Like it was like a sales guy.
Shocking.
I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Hey, Dave.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2018, South Salt Lake, Utah officer David Paul Romrell was killed in the line of duty, and he left behind his wife and their newborn son. So flash forward 5 years later, his son's about to enter kindergarten, and they're like, well, you know, usually the dads bring him to school. So 12 of his fellow officer friends walked his son to school for his first day, along with his wife. So it was just a beautiful moment with 12 police officers walking to school with his son, who, man, he's... Whew, I get choked up talking about that.
Why?
I think because I just walked my son to his first day of kindergarten, and you just think, like, that's such a special moment. It's funny because us, we don't really get to do it because we're working in the morning. But I got to do it the other day, and I thought, that's so cool that I get to do it. I get to be here for my kids and go to the school.
We were on vacation.
Right. Correct. So just thinking of this son who doesn't have a father and will never have a father, you know, not have this moment with his dad. But these 12 of his friends stepped up and walked him to school. What a beautiful moment.
And you know there was no crime on that trail the whole way there.
No.
There are 12 cops.
No one's messing around.
Ain't nobody screwing with anybody. That's a great story. Good job. Good job, everybody, on that one. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're looking out for these. They're called scams. This is a scam alert. Okay, so we're going to go back and check in on one. Remember, somebody messaged Ray and was like, I'll give you a free cruise. And we're like, Ray, don't fall for that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't, Ray, that's a scam. Like, they don't just give away free cruises. What am I forgetting about this story, Ray?
Pretty much it. It was a DM on Instagram. That's how it started.
And what'd the message say?
Dude had like 100 followers and he just said, hey, you can go on a cruise with your wife for free as long as you advertise for us.
Ray, don't do it. It's a scam. Ray, don't do it. It's a scam. Ray did it.
Okay, this makes sense now.
That's what he did.
I can't see him tag somebody on his trip.
Do it, Ray. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so this is not a scam alert.
Wow.
All signs pointed it to it being pretty bad. But yeah, we sent our information. Honestly, it was a little bit of a leap of faith. We gave him socials.
You leaped of faith on the internet, giving social security numbers.
Why would he need your social security number?
Because that's what his job is. He books it all and he takes care of that for you. And part of that process is getting your information.
No. Any chance he's going to scam you after he gives you the trip?
But wait, don't you need a social to do international? I don't know. I don't go international. So didn't you?
I need a passport, but
I don't think I put my social anywhere. Yeah.
It requests that information, and honestly, it was paid for, so that, I believe, is why he needed the info.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was, we went to Miami, we bought the flights, and, you know, just kind of went to the address of the port.
So you bought the flights to get to the cruise.
Yeah.
And he promised you a free cruise.
Correct. And so, honestly, we didn't know until we got to port, and there was a boat there, and we got on the boat, and our tags worked, they were on our wrist, and we walked onto the ship, and it was entirely free.
Were you nervous? Wow. Were you nervous like we might not be able to make
it?
So, oh, yeah, we were really nervous.
What was the cost of this?
Like,
we would have paid.
Probably 1,000.
Probably more.
Probably more than that.
For two people?
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been on a cruise.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, it depends on the city.
When I was a kid. But.
Yeah, the cities you go to, it all varies. And if it's 5 day, 7 day.
What did you guys do?
We went to Turks and Caicos, Bahamas, and Miami.
Wow. How many days?
It was 5 nights, 4 days.
Was it awesome?
Maybe the opposite.
Yeah.
Five days, 4 nights.
Yeah. There you go.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it was so lit. Honestly, just knowing that that we believed in it, it worked out, and it was so easy, man.
But this is a bad example. Because now listeners are going to be giving all their socials.
That is so legit.
Hey, you got to look at those DMs on Insta, y'all.
I mean, because, yeah, that guy said, he said he DM'd us all, and I was like, I don't remember seeing that, or I just didn't check it, because I don't ever look at my DMs. I'm like, dang, I missed out on a free freaking
cruise. It's not too late. You could still do something else with them.
And you tag, and don't say who it is now, but the people can go see it on your Instagram and see who it is.
Yeah, we tagged him. That was part of the responsibility that we had to do, but it was very easy, and it was awesome.
And so he's a travel agent in Austin?
Yeah, in San Marcos, and he can book anything.
That's amazing.
I can't believe it worked.
Yeah. It was one of those where we got on board and we high-fived and we were like, holy crap. We didn't get scammed.
I mean, you can say the name of it because there was no agreement on. There's nothing shady happening. Go ahead.
I have a message from him. Hey, Amy, I own a local...
Next level travel agency advisor. I'll say it because I didn't get anything from him. But yeah, it wasn't like, hey, talk about me on the radio. He never asked for that.
He didn't.
He messaged me saying he can help get me on an Alaskan cruise. He can make it easy. He can help me navigate all the details. All I have to do is show up.
399?
Whoa, what?
Do I have any?
Yeah, I'm checking too.
Hold on. Okay, here we go. Boom. And he follows me. If I hit message, let's see if I have anything. Nope. No offer free.
No?
Well,
oh, man.
Sucks for you.
Huh.
Bleep him.
If you go to his page now,
bleep him.
Ray and Bay are...
Like, good for him. Yeah, good for him. If that really worked, dude, good.
Yeah, we got him like 500 free followers.
Yeah,
he said he got blasted. So many people emailed him.
Great job. Well, scam alert, not a scam.
Love it.
But still be careful, guys. Eddie, what is your scam alert?
So I got a letter in the mail that said that somebody owes me $3,000. And if I go to this website, I fill out whatever form, they will pay me money that's supposed to be mine. They should have paid it to me a long time ago. It was like unclaimed properties.
Now there's a thing.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a thing where that's something.
Yeah, like you have money sometimes.
That's what it is. But it doesn't have an official state seal or anything. It just says state of Tennessee, unclaimed properties. Here is your money that is owed to you.
Would you say that you believe it or you don't believe it by your heart right now?
I'm 50-50. Well, like I saved the letter. I still have it and I still.
If you had to lean a direction though. Do you think it's real or it's not?
I'm going to go with 60% real.
Y'all, it's 100% real.
100% real.
I've gotten
money. Sure?
Yeah, I even right now I'm in the middle of a claim for one of my parents because they have money owed to them and they have passed away. So therefore, I get to inherit it.
So let me read you this. This is from Cairo7.com. Fake unclaimed property letter may look real, but don't fall for it. Better Business Bureau warns.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you can just go to the website.
But there's also real ones, too. That's the problem here.
Hey, I'm confused.
So you need to go to the... What's the website on it?
I don't remember it. I think it's something like unclaimed
properties. Is it blogspot.com? If so, that unclaimedproperties.blogspot.
What would be legit? .org?
Text.gov.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go back and check that.
Take a look-see.
Not org.
No,
.gov.
.gov.
That's education.
Yeah, but .gov. It's .gov if that's what this is. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That would be awesome, though.
Dude, that's a lot of money.
What if all these things we thought were scams forever are just really money-making ways and we've really messed up? Because I know this Nigerian prince that really is going to help me make a lot of money.
Call him today.
Yes, and that's going to be awesome. This is going to be so great. Wow. Here's a voicemail from Jen in Pennsylvania.
I bought tickets off of a friend of a friend for the Morgan Wallen concert this weekend. And I got a request today after purchasing the tickets and having them in my Ticketmaster folder to give them back to her because she forgot that she had them listed on StubHub and she sold them on StubHub and for a lot more money. So she's asking us to give the tickets back so that she won't lose out on all the extra money on StubHub. I'm just curious what you guys would do. I am pondering. Okay, thanks. Love the show.
They're your tickets.
Yeah.
They're yours.
They're yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, how close is this friend? It can't be that close because they wouldn't have asked you to do this if they were that close. It ain't your friend. She ain't your friend anyway.
And it's Morgan Wallen.
They're your tickets. Go to the show. You already bought them. Right?
Yes.
Is it worth losing the friendship, though?
I don't think they're that good of friends. If they wouldn't do that if they were close friends.
Then, yes. To answer Eddie's question, it would you'd have to evaluate, do I want to be friends with this person?
The answer is no.
Yeah, so not. I guess you're okay if you lose a friend, even though it'd probably be hard. And maybe this sparks up a conversation like, hey, is something going on? Like,
no conversation. They're not even real friends.
Do you need money? But maybe she needs money.
I'm sure she does. She's already trying to scam money.
Okay. Mm.
Put her on scam alert. She just did it. Did you guys see the porta potty fight at the Morgan Wallen show?
No.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Hilarious. So I saw the viral video, and then I watched Dave Portnoy interview the girl who was in it. So this is what happens. They're at a show, maybe Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Pittsburgh? Okay. So Morgan Wallen's playing a show. It's still daytime, so he's not on stage yet. This girl has to go to the bathroom real bad. Her mom is with her. Her mom looks very young, though. So she steps into the porta potty. This other girl's like, you cut in line. You can't go. Her mom is guarding the front door. Well, the girl comes and starts fighting the mom, punching the mom. Then another girl jumps in and starts fighting the mom. The mom, by the way, again, looks like she's 33 years old. Looks young. The daughter finishes peeing, comes out, and just, never been in a fight before in her life, destroys one girl, shoves her in the porta potty, kicks her in, slams it, takes the other girl down, boom, and then they leave. And so it just went viral because it happened all of a sudden. And she was like, I've never been in a fight in my life. They were attacking my mom. And she said this, she goes, I didn't know I cut in line. She goes, if I cut in line, I'm sorry. I literally didn't know I cut in line. I just had to go to the bathroom real bad. And I believe her because she wasn't trying to lie. But she takes this girl that's beating up her mom and kicks her right in the chest into the porta potty and then slams the porta potty door on her.
Legit.
It's crazy.
When you first said fight at the porta potty at Morgan Wallen, I'm totally picturing guys.
No. Oh, girls. No, girls. Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah. But like, so I'm shocked.
The hilarious thing, too, is at that porta potty where she shoves the girl into, there was another girl in it using the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And she opens the door and she's like, what?
That's not fair.
And then she steps out of it real quick and then she shoves her in there. It's crazy, man. It was crazy. But this girl looks like a fighter. She's like, I've never been in a fight in my life. But she's messing with her mom. Crazy. You still watching it?
No, he's been trying.
I'm trying to, but every time I click on it, it takes me to something else. It's like, here's the fight, and then it shows me a Tom Brady video.
You got too many viruses.
I think that's what it is.
There we go.
You got too many viruses.
Oh! Now mom's getting pushed into the porta potty, then push her back. Girl in the pink.
Mom does look young, by the way.
Yeah, mom
young
does. Oh! Girl coming out of the box. Whoa! Excuse me. Oh, now she's in it. Oh, hold my drink. The one girl hands the drink to her friend.
the girl that was in the porta potty.
Mom is about to get shoved into the toilet. Like, I mean, there's two girls whooping her, and here comes daughter. Oh, yeah, she's get that hair. Get that hair.
What?
Get her.
She slam her in yet?
Yeah. Oh no.
Wow.
Get it.
Now she's closing
the
door.
Mom, get out of the way. Kicked her in the head.
Close the door.
Mom throws her on the ground.
She beats one girl up and then goes to the other and boom. Yeah. Push
her
in the porta
potty. She's got big white boots on.
She kicks her in the head, slams the door on her.
That was good.
She's getting something from the porta potty.
Then she's going back to get her drink or something out of the porta potty.
So is there an update on, is anybody pressing charges? Or?
I don't think so.
Here's one problem is she took her drink in the porta potty with her. That's disgusting.
But she went back to get it.
She did go back and get it. But, I mean, have someone hold it
Yeah.
on the outside.
No charges.
It was all fun.
Yeah, it's Morgan Wallen show. What
do
you expect?
It's a fight.
That's what you do. That's what you do between Hardy and Ernest. Yeah. You do that.
Oh, all the stuff on the ground, the phone, the credit cards. I mean, the one lady that the door opens and she's just like, "Woo!"
That's really funny.
That's what I'm saying. She's like,
and I mean, it looks like she's about to get shoved in the poop.
Mm-hmm. I was going to do a segment on love.
Oh, and one guy's nice enough to hold open the door so they can keep fighting.
Because I teased it.
Oh, he's pulling on the... Okay. He's trying to rip off her top, I think. Oh, he's the security guard.
No, he's trying to fix it.
Are you watching something else?
No, he had...
Yes, he got viruses.
No, he grabbed one girl by the string of her top. It was a very...
That's all he could get.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen. I did say we were going to do this segment about keeping love alive in your marriage.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
It's all good. We'll get to it in a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good fight.
Yeah, and again, that daughter's never been in a fight. Didn't expect it. She didn't even know it was being recorded.
That's a tough girl.
She just went into like protection mode.
I'm starting to wonder what we're capable of if we feel someone we love is.
Well, if your mom's about to get shoved in the poop, I mean, I think you're going to go pretty crazy.
Walk over there and punch Mike D. I want to see what happens to me. I want to see what I do.
Yeah. Go, Amy.
Okay. So you want to play Morgan Wallen? See if we start fighting each other.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a voicemail from last night.
What are the most dangerous type of canoes? Volcanoes. All right, guys. Have a good morning.
Oh, boy.
Volcanoes.
Yeah. Here's another one.
Listening to the best bits of Morgan and Amy, I think Amy might have just subjected herself to more scams. Morgan might have bamboozled her into saying her first pet and the street she grew up on, which is common security questions. And they both just said it for the podcast for millions to hear. So I want to change those answers going forward. Love you guys. Talk soon. Hope your vacations are wrapped.
They were doing a trivia segment. Morgan's like, what are the last four digits of your social? Amy's like,
good point.
Yeah, that's probably not stuff you should, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like we all played that game.
Mm-hmm. Not really.
Okay.
Not anymore. But yeah, I just wouldn't do that. I'd probably actually go and just bleep that out of it.
I just
go back and do it.
I don't use that as my answer.
Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
According to Variety, the streaming service Max, formerly HBO Max, is thinking about adding CNN news alerts while you're watching content. So maybe you're in the middle of The Last of Us or something.
It's just TV again.
Right.
Suddenly.
We're all the way back.
News alert pops up. No specifics yet on what they'll interrupt a show for. And I guess it's not going to be fully interrupted. It'll probably be a banner across the bottom.
We're back to 1987.
I did think about that, though. Like, if there was a huge emergency, like, how do they let us know? We're not watching TV. We're streaming.
Phones. Amber alert.
That's true.
Severe weather alert.
Okay. Yep.
I mean, that is it.
Yes,
you're right. I don't watch a lot of television, though, that's just like on TV. I watch 95%, unless it's a sporting event, I just stream it. So how am I supposed to even know unless I get like something on my phone? But I'm okay. And the CNN stuff, too, what's cool about it is only news and not opinion, partisan opinion. Because I could see where people were going, if you're not a CNN fan. I don't want CNN, or I don't want Fox News, or I don't want NBC because I don't like the people there, or I don't like what they stand for. But this, and they also own CNN, this is a lot of international news and also just hard news.
Yeah.
If it's done. Mm-hmm. You could probably just option into that more than anything. That's what they should do.
I think you can turn subtitles on and off. You may be able to
That's how I know what a raspberry is. Because the subtitles go blowing raspberry. All right, what else?
Google has a new AI feature called Duet AI that can go to work meetings for you. Now, just virtual meetings, because obviously if it's a physical one, your body needs to be there. And on the virtual meeting, it can't trick anyone to thinking that you're there, but as long as the camera's off, it can take notes for you, recap the meeting for you later on, and it's like you were there.
That's cool.
But what if they call on you?
Yeesh.
They're like, okay, let's go to Eddie.
That's where they don't have that figured out.
It is Eddie. I am here. Oh, Eddie, you sound quite robotic today.
Yeah.
I don't feel good.
Yeah. It's a feature called Attend for Me.
I wouldn't trust it. All right, what else?
Dolly Parton was in England promoting her rock album. So Kate Middleton's like, oh, I'd love to have you over for tea. And Dolly was like, I can't take time because you're not going to promote my rock album while we're having tea. So sorry, can't make it. And Dolly felt bad, but she's a businesswoman at the end of the day. And she had a packed schedule, so she couldn't make time for that unless it was for the album. It made me think of you, like if you were somewhere really, and someone really cool or world famous invited you to something, but it's like, oh, I have so much work to do.
Yeah, it would depend what they're famous for. Right. If they're famous for giving people money randomly, if I'm at their house last minute, I'd probably go by. But if anything else, I get it. You got stuff to do. Yeah. All right. Yeah,
good, Dolly said she wants
and
to
also,
go eventually.
Royal family, who cares? I'm like, the history of it's cool, but it's like weird. You're born, so all of a sudden you're royal. Screw that.
I know that it is weird, but to be able to experience what royal family tea time is like.
Anything rich. I'm going to hang out with the Real Housewife. That'd be cool, too. But yeah. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2017, there was this woman at the Goodwill. She was going through a little bin of paintings and posters, and she finds this painting. She's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Takes it to the register, pays $4, and goes, ha ha, this could be an original. Ha, joking. Went home, put it on her wall for a couple years, did some remodeling, put it in a closet. And then she just snapped a photo this year and put it on Facebook. It's like, oh, look at this painting I've had in my closet. Someone goes, that's a real painting. You need to get that looked at. It's expected to sell for $250,000.
What? Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's some guy. I don't know.
I'm just surprised the person didn't go, that is such a great replica. I'll give you $100 for it.
Yeah, I don't know why
and
you would tell him.
He knew, knowing it was real. No, like tricking her out of it.
Oh, I know. Then
there's so many scammers. You ever been on the internet, Amy?
Lots of scammers.
Nothing but scams.
Yeah, I know. But that wouldn't be telling me something good.
That's correct. I would try to tell you this. Artist's name is Newell Converse Wayev.
Oh, it's Newell Converse Wayev.
Yeah, you got
Converse
Wayev.
If you got one of those paintings, you might want to look because you're going to make some money. But that is crazy. Man. I'm headed to Goodwill today.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.